Welcome back to the program. Time to check in with all things lawn bowls for Apia. We're all about possibilities. Talk to our dedicated specialist today on 1350-50, Barry Lester, Australian lawn bowls star. Has been good enough to give us a couple of minutes of his time. Welcome to you, Barry.
Yeah, thanks, Dwayne. It's good to be back on the show, mate. And, yeah, plenty happening up here on the Gold Coast bowls-wise. But as I've said before, yeah, we're really thinking about our Victorian friends, mate.
So you're getting ready to bowl. When's your next bowl? And what's in your bowls bag? What's your normal prep for a bowl?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's always, that's where it all starts, preparation in your bowls bag. You want to make sure you've got the right equipment. You know, I'm well supported by a company called Aero, but at the moment, we got our club championships. So we've got club championships are sometimes the most prestigious thing you could ever try to win. We just saw recently a club up the road, a father-son combination, get out there and win their club pairs. And for me, it's still one of the best things I've ever been able to achieve in bowls, to be able to win a club title with my dad back in the day. So that's really one of the beauties of the sport. You know, you get to be able to go out and compete with a family member and win a potential club title or a tournament with your mum or dad or something like that. It's really great. So we got all those club championships happening at the moment, from singles, pairs, triples and fours, and our state championships. And yeah, on the weekend we had a gala day at the club, just a day where it was really, really focused on just bringing the club back together and talk about how, you know, how we're all feeling and how we're all travelling through the COVID times. And we had 84 bowlers, and we had some raffle prizes and some really good fun day out on the green. And it was good just to all get together our first day back at the club where we could have some fun and chat about, you know, like I said, the difficult times.
So is there always a better ball? Is it like golf? There's always a better putter. There's always a better driver.
Well, I'm always going to stick up for the company I use. You know, well, it all comes back to technology. You can see how the golfers, like you say, they go to extreme lengths a bit with the weight of their clubs, the size of their clubs, and that's all very important. And bowls is no different. You know, I know what my bowls weigh, I know exact sizing, I know what they're made out of, I know what makes them, what machinery. And yeah, I couldn't go out and compete definitely at the highest level unless I knew all the specifications that go into making my bowls. And you know, they're made in Australia, which is something I really conscious about. And yeah, so I know what they weigh down to the gram, and yeah, it's very important. So, but you're right, bowls will change weight-wise, size-wise for different conditions, but you know, they're not all that cheap as well. So you want to be going out there, if you're going to be spending money on your equipment, you want to know all the, like I said, specifications and where they're made and what they're made out of, et cetera.
And has there got their bowlers out there just using that daggy old ball from 20 years ago saying, what are you new blokes on about with this new technology?
Yeah, they sure do. And I must admit, I do love, I love that part of the game. Trust me, I'm a traditionalist of the sport, and I do like that player that gets out there and grabs the old set and tries to knock off the guys using the modern day sets. But we do have a bit of a sort of a turnover system where bowls do get stamped and tested. And so they need to be then, once they've been tested, if they're approved, they can be used for current competition. So bowls need to be currently stamped from around about the last 10 years because bowls do get wear and tear, and then they might malfunction over the years under those conditions. But yeah, it's good with all the colour too, Dwayne. You know, you've got traditionally the old black bowl, and now you've got bowls made out of rainbow colours and so on. Right. So it's crazy to see all the colours out there now.
So rainbow's the new black. What's the new black in 2020?
Yeah, there is a bowl that just came out a couple of weeks ago. You can have you can basically nominate any six colours to go into the makeup of your bowl. And yeah, from there, you know, you can add any colour you want, any logo you want. You know, you might want to put your business brand on your bowl and get out there and promote your business wherever you're on the greens. And so this is the technology which we've moved with the game. And then you throw in all the colour of the uniforms and so on, and you really try to tick all the boxes when it comes to promoting the game and getting people involved in the sport. Because as we're seeing right now, we're getting people come down to our club at Burleigh Heads that, you know, they just want to get out of the house and feel like they belong to something. So having the ability to be a social member and come down for raffle nights and trivia nights, and that is what we really offer, and clubs do well at offering that, and that's Bowls Clubs Australia-wide.
Great stuff, Barry. We'll have a chat to you again next week.
Thanks, Dwayne. Take care, mate.
Barry Lester there, brought to us by Apia, proudly supporting Bowls Australia. By the way, the first serve, Your Home of Tennis with Brett Phillips, aired last night on SEN and in the build-up to the US Open. It was great to have a chat to Brett Phillips on this show briefly yesterday. And as we speak, the US Open is going ahead, so that's good news. August 31, it's going to start. Christopher Clary, leading New York Times tennis writer, was on Brett's show, and he was asked, could anything derail it from here? Here's his answer.
Yes, I do think there are things that could derail it. I think it would take a major resurgence of the pandemic, some sort of national emergency or crisis beyond what we have now that could make it impossible for people to get from state to state. Those kind of things could potentially derail it closer to the program start date, but I think that's unlikely now. I think we're going to see a U.S. Open, in my view. I've been feeling pretty confident about it for a while. This thing can go quickly, as you in Melbourne and Australia know too well, and we certainly know in the States because we're still dealing with it in a lot of the country in a pretty major way. We won't really be out of the woods until you can really start the darn tournament the day of, in some ways.
Christopher Clary there on the first serve, and you can download that one, listen to the full show, head to thefirstserve.com.au/live radio or subscribe to The First Serve via your preferred podcast platform. Thanks to GLG, Green Life Group, your open space specialists. GLG celebrating 25 years of industry expertise and exceptional service. Find out more at glgcorp.com. That's it for me. Don't forget you can download the Dwayne's World podcast anytime you like. Have a listen in your own free time. Have a listen to what Mr. Georgiadis had to say earlier on in the program. Plenty on the show earlier today. It was great to take a ton of your calls as well. Can't wait for tonight's game. Should be a ripper. Richmond and the Brisbane Lions. We'll talk about that with Midday Madness from 12 o'clock tomorrow. You call, you get on. That's the Midday Madness promise. We'll take your calls tomorrow. But stick around. Bob and Andy are next with Wayne Campbell.